Hello.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I saw a payment on my American Express, I mean on my Bank of America card. Can you tell me what company this is?
Well, I'd be happy to see why you were charged. What's your zip code and first and last name?
95076. And zip code is 95076.
First and last name.
Jerry Schott.
Yes, sir. One moment. Okay, the account is filling up. May you verify the full shipping address?
Okay, can you tell me what's being shipped?
Well, I don't even have access to the account. I'm gonna show your first and last name, but I have to authenticate you before I can gain access.
Okay, so what do you need?
You to verify your full shipping address.
836 Cynthia Drive.
Okay.
This is a billing from Incredible Hardware.
Right, the account is loading up. One moment. Yes, sir. Okay, so I show here it was the reason why you even got charged, is because back on November the 9th, you paid the $5.74 for opportunities to get our Craftsman portable generator.
Oh, but I didn't purchase anything. All I was doing was getting information.
No, it shows here that you paid $5.74 with your MasterCard ending at 2921, and you did enter for our entry for the generator.
Okay, so did I buy a generator?
You enter for opportunity to win it. The winners are announced at the end of this month, the 31st.
Oh, well, hell, I didn't know I was getting into something like that. Is there any way you can take me off of the list and put my money back in the bank?
Well, the reason why you were charged at $67.32 is because, yeah, that entry does come with like a monthly membership where you emailed out $125 voucher via your email address as well. So that's the reason why you're charged at $67.32, because in the terms it says it comes with a membership.
Oh, well, I guess I didn't read all that. Okay, is there any way you can take me off that I don't want to be a member anymore?
Right. So let me see if I can account cancel. Give me one moment.
Okay. You got to be careful when you're looking into things on this telephone anymore because that's something I wouldn't have done.
Okay, well, I mean, I was able to get the account canceled out, and I also do have the cancellation number.
Okay.
C as in Charlie.
Oh, hang on one second.
Okay.
Okay, see you, Charlie.
263.
263.
287.
287.
073.
073. That's the cancellation note.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
So I guess I'll lose that 67 32, or will that be canceled?
I can do a 35% refund on it.
Well, I'd take anything because that's not something I would want to get involved with. I don't even know how they got my Bank of America number because I never gave it to them.
So, yeah, I can submit that refund for you. Just give me one moment. Let's see. Okay, yes, sir. The refund was successful, and it does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. But I do have that confirmation number I gave you. It lets you know that the account was canceled and also the refund did go through.
Okay, how much was the refund then?
It's $23.56. $23.56.
$1.56, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Okay. Bye-bye.